Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you. to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we have Ross Fairbairn here. Hey, Ross, how are you?
Hello, how's it going? I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Cool. He's going to play a couple of songs for us today. We have a couple of radio interviews, a lot of new music, so it's going to be a tight show, so I'm not going to talk a lot. We're listening to Bar the Pond, and then we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Yeah, so that's Sex with Strangers that you're listening there. They're having their CD release party this Thursday. So we have Hatch here on the phone, the lead singer. Hatch, hi, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Good. So, Sick with Strangers, they're pretty popular now, eh?
I don't know.
You're traveling around, playing all these shows, and now, you know, you have the fourth CD coming out.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's our fourth record, I guess, in the 4 years we've been together. So, hopefully Thursday night will be, I think it's going to be a great time. So, pretty excited.
Cool. So they're playing this Thursday, April 14, at the Biltmore Cabaret with Run With The Herd and Joyce Collingwood, also good friends of us, this cool band. So it seems like it's going to be like the party of the year, no?
I hope so. I think it's going to be cool. And we've got an opening act called The Controlling Boyfriends, who are making their debut. So we've got, we've also got Guilty About Girls doing some DJ sets for us that night. So, yeah, we're going from hip-hop to monster rock to party rock to robot rock all in one night. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty cool scene.
Yeah, cool. So that's happening this Thursday. And talking about robot rocks, what happened with the robots?
You know what, Oswaldo, I don't think you need to worry, man. There are robots in this record, but it's going to take time for people to understand that, and it's going to come out eventually. But trust me,
okay,
there are robots in this record. I promise.
Okay. So we'll have to wait until the next CD to unveil.
It'll make perfect sense after our fifth CD comes out.
Yeah, no, really cool. You guys should go check these guys out on Thursday at the Biltmore. It's going to be really, really, really cool. What time does it start, actually?
The doors open at 8, and the show itself starts 9 o'clock sharp. So I know there's still a few tickets left at Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat. If you get those now, they're $10 and then $12 at the door. And then we'll also be selling our brand new CDs, which we just got. So, come on down. Guaranteed satisfaction, Oswaldo. Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah. So the CDs are not on sale still until after the 14th, I guess, no? Or how does it work?
Yeah, the official release is next Tuesday, the 19th,
okay,
on iTunes and all of that sort of stuff. But we'll be pre-selling them on the Thursday for sure.
Okay, so go and get your CDs, and then you can get them signed by the band too, no? That's cool.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely. I'll sign them in whiskey. Thanks for the support again, Oswaldo.
Yeah, no problem. So telephone number here again is 822-2487-822-CITR. And after...
other side of town, hailed from the ditch, but now I'm always around. Give me a call, yeah, I'll be there. Farming on the weekend by the summering lake. Follow your ears and you see them hippies shake. Hula hoops and roller skates. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Left my home, yeah, but I must survive. Left my home, yes, and home's where I have arrived. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Hey! Left my home, yeah, but I must survive. Left my home, yes, sir. Home's where I have arrived. Yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool song. So that's Ross Fairbairn. I think you played that at the railway.
I did. Yeah, we did with the whole the full band.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Interesting. I liked how it worked out with the whole band. A bit different than
really
that
cool.
one, but I liked it.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we have on the phone, we have Adam Kidrich from the Jets Overhead. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, good work.
These guys are originally from Victoria, no?
Yeah, still are. Still living in Victoria.
Are you still living in Victoria? Oh, that's cool. Okay, and these guys have a new CD called The Bystander.
That's right, yeah. It's our EP. It's really just a... It's a B-sides record of songs that we recorded when we were making our last full-length album, which was called No Nations. So,
okay,
they're songs that kind of are follow-up songs from our last record that we recorded at the same time.
Okay, so basically, are the songs that didn't make it to the last record by some reason, or?
Basically we kept them back and largely due to the fact that we knew we were going to need to hit the studio again soon, within a year or so after releasing No Nations, and after touring and everything for a year, we figured it would be nice to put something else out.
Uh-huh.
That would kind of keep us around a bit in the psyche of our fans and of the media, and you know, get people behind another sort of mild push on an EP. And
mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we're writing our next record, so that was sort of a plan all along. And that way, we buy ourselves a bit more time by sticking around a little in the press, and we also mix these songs, added a few flourishes to them, added a few new instruments just before we went to mix them, and they do sound a little different than No Nations. And
okay.
The song, the single Bystander, is a song that we totally was ready to be on the album, but we held it back specifically because we knew it had
for this one,
a single potential. Yeah.
Okay. Really cool. You guys just played last week, no? Here in Vancouver.
That's right. Yeah, we played the venue.
How was that?
Great. It was a great night. Really enjoyed playing that room. They fixed it up quite a bit, and it was a sweet venue.
Okay. Any tour plans or anything like that happening in the near future?
We're back in Vancouver. We're actually back May 28th at Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park with, we're opening for Sam Roberts' band.
Okay.
So that's, that plus, we're playing Tofino here on Vancouver Island, the weekend before that on the May long weekend, which is the, 21st.
Okay. What are they doing in Tofino?
Just a couple shows in May, and we're doing a festival, in June, just one festival in June because we're in pretty heavy duty writing and, getting ready to record mode right now. So,
okay.
And we're really excited about the new music that we've written, and we're just sort of into the third phase now, where we're starting to demo the songs and start searching for a producer and studio and that kind of thing.
Okay, so when do we expect the next CD?
Well, you know, our mandate as a band is that we're not going to let another record hold us back for a year or more.
Okay.
We found in the past that we've taken at least a year to make both the full-length records that we have put out so far.
Uh-huh.
And our goal now is, especially because of the internet and like the fact that, you know, you can release a record and the day after you've recorded it if you want to, or, you know, not literally, but figuratively speaking, it's a fast turnaround process. So we just figured, you know what, let's keep it rolling, keep coming at them with new music as fast as we can. So obviously without sacrificing quality, we hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, our goal is to hopefully have something finished and ready to release in the fall, and if at the very latest,
the end of the year, right?
Yeah, or the, well, end of the year is not a great time to release a record because of Christmas rush, and you can get lost in the all the big so-called major labels and their flood of artists that they put out, and it's hard to get press and stuff. So if we don't make it by September, kind of October, then it'll be January of 2012.
Okay.
Basically, it'll have been released. Our goal is to have released two records, the EP and then our next full length, within a year.
Okay, cool. And what's happening in Tofino? Is there a festival going on May?
No,
or?
They have a really cool, it's actually the Legion there, the Legion Hall.
Okay.
And they put shows on there, and we're going to headline there, and I think we're hoping to invite the same band that opened for us at the venue in Vancouver last weekend. The Raccoons, we're working on seeing if they'll open for us up there. So, yeah, the goal is a couple of fun weekends in May, Tofino in Vancouver.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for calling. Let's listen to Bystander, no?
Sounds good.
Let's listen to the single of Jets Overhead. And if people want to check out the band or buy the CD, where can they do?
JetsOverhead.com, and just go to the store and you can buy it online there or iTunes. Bystanders is not available in physical form, though. We deliberately only released it as a digital release, so you can get it through our website. You can listen to all our music for free on our website. You can download a lot of our music for free on our website. So check out jetsoverhead.com.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to the song. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Thank you, Adam, for calling.
Great, yeah, no problem, man. Good to talk to you. Don't react.
Music Festival is proud to present Matt Epp and the Amorian Assembly Tuesday, April 12th at the St. James Hall in Kits. Touring from coast to coast in support of the new album At Dawn, Matt Epp fuses the songwriting greatness of influences like Bob Dylan and Jonathan Richman into something uniquely his own.
I wasn't happy with you, can you be happy for me? It's not like I saw this.
Don't miss Matt Epp and the Amorian Assembly, Tuesday, April 12th at the St. James Hall in Kits. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
So those were the Jets Overhead from Victoria. We have an EP called Bystander. So you're originally from Richmond then, Ross?
Oh yeah, said, yeah, yeah. Richmond, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
Yeah.
Relax, Max, not on your mind. But yeah, Richmond, born and raised. Moved to the big city in October, I'm going to go with. Yeah, let's go with October. That sounds about right. But yeah, it's... So, I mean, I've been in and around Vancouver. My dad, actually, both my parents are Scottish, so they grew up in the same town, Peebles, in Scotland, right near the border between England and Scotland.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
He traveled to New Zealand as a tradesman, so he's working on construction sites. I think I'm going to go with construction sites just for the sake of continuing the story, because I don't actually know. But for a couple of years, and on his way home, they cruised home back to Peebles and stopped in the port of Vancouver for one day. And him and his friend, they like just enjoyed Vancouver so much. They actually missed the ship the next morning, had to fly down to San Diego to catch up with it. So for that, just one day, Vancouver, he's like, that's it. Went home, grabbed my mom's like, yeah, we're moving. We're getting married, and then we're moving to Vancouver. And they've been here since, let's say the 70s.
Okay. cool.
It had to have been the 70s, because the first house that we had had shag carpeting, so it had to have been the 70s.
Cool. Yeah. And what's your plans for music-wise? Or?
Oh, currently I'm working, well, I use the word loosely, working on trying to get an EP done. I'm not working that hard on it. I have... But yeah, I mean, me and my, I've got us, we got a little bedroom studio down in Richmond that I go down to with my friend Rob Fillo. You know Rob Fillo.
Yeah, I know Rob Fillo, yeah.
Great producer. You guys, if anyone out there in radio land needs production done, call Rob, rfmusic.org.
Yeah, call check out Rob Fillo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all your songs are your own inspiration, no? Like your own
writing? Yeah, when they're my songs, I suppose they do come from my own inspiration. I keep a little notebook with me at all times, so when it's time to write a new song, I open up the book and there's something.
And you write the lyrics or just
it's
music
whatever
or whatever it's in your mind, you write there? Or?
Yeah, these are just all, they're not so much words, they're more words than they are lyrics for the time being. And they all kind of get tightened up into something eventually, I guess. I don't know. I got like 8 or 9 of them right now, so.
Cool.
I flip through them when my internet connection dies at home, I flip through my little notebooks to pass time until it fixes itself.
Okay. And it's mainly blues what you play? Like kind of blues?
It ranges. Like I do like
folk rock.
Yeah. I have trouble defining it, but yeah, the blues part's easy enough to define. It's hill country blues, so it's not necessarily the 12 bars, or it's not necessarily the Chicago style. It's hill country blues from northern Mississippi. It's sort of like inspiration there would be R.L. Burnside, T. Model Ford, Kenny Brown. It's a lot more. It's an exercise in one chord songs, sort of trance blues.
Okay.
Hopefully, where it get people sort of stomp on their feet, giving a bit of a boogie.
Cool. Well, listen to another song, no?
Sure. Let's see, what should I do? This one's not going to be the blues.
No?
Make a bit of difference. You just might. You just might. A floating leaf at the end of autumn. A petal in a vase. It's at the bottom. It is at the bottom. Try to take them off the corner, but you'll never stop them. You will never stop them. 50-50 blend, one half it ain't caught in. It ain't caught in. Same gown in the same gown. Shadows whispering sweet nothings with outside without sound. Ooh, a lucky day is waking up off of the ground. How about trying something different just
one time. Just one time. Luxury is no end to nowhere. You lie. Well, you lie. It's kind of funny how they say you'll be fine, you will be just fine. Ooh, it's kind of funny how they sat there watching you die. Ah, oh, you die. When you lie, you'll be fine, it's not your time. Oh, not your time. You'll be fine, so keep on lying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. So very funny. When you lie, you'll be fine, it's not your time. Oh, now you die.
Cool. Well, it's kind of bluesy.
Yeah.
Still, it's kind of bluesy, no? Let's listen to another song while we refill. And we'll be right back. Check out this one. It's really cool. More or less on your thing, yeah.
Philosophies, your face of hardened clay is dying to crack. You and your Larry Buff, you flunk the book of love and spend your days and nights just watching your back. I try to stop and understand the inner workings of you, man, but you don't seem to have the time for me. So I bang loudly on my drum, hoping you will give me some. Don't roll your eyes at vulnerability. The walls keep coming down, keep coming down. Oh, moment of despair, it's you and I, our flesh, our bones, our teeth. So let's meet somewhere in between the garbage dumps and fields of green. And now wait till we're buried deep beneath. Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming down. Draw blood to pass the time. The nail is but the music of the streets. What if voices stop the guns? Mothers kept their righteous sons. Communications, what will hail defeat? Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming down. Let the walls keep coming down.
So this is Andrea Ramolo, and this is the Morning After Show here on 101.9 FM. Andrea's coming from Vancouver. She's crossing the country on a tour. And actually today is the 12th, is it? Yeah, I think so, no?
I'm pretty sure it's Thursday.
I think it's the 12th. So if it's the 12th, she's playing at the Rainbow Bistro in Ottawa today. So check her out. And then she's coming to Vancouver on April 25 at the Railway Club. And it's an early show at 8 o'clock, so it's going to be cool. And check out Van Music for her, vanmusic.ca for her whole tour calendar there. And also, today after the show, we're not going to listen to any more CDs. There's a new show on CITR. Called What Pink Sounds with Ashley.
That's right.
So Ashley's here. She just got into the station. So what's the show going to be about?
So the show is going to be completely FemCon, which basically means we're going to be celebrating women in media and music. And by doing that, all the songs featured on the show are going to be either by female musicians or bands that feature females in them. So
okay.
Pretty stoked, pretty excited, very eclectic mix.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will be sending you some artists your way.
Please do. Yeah, let me know. And any of our listeners out there, if you have any local musicians who maybe want to feature their stuff on air, just give me a shout, give me a ring.
Cool. So it's going to be every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, Pink Sounds Like.
That's right. Kind of cheeky. One for a cheeky title, so I hope people kind of laugh at it, kind of get the drift.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool to have another host here on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after the Morning After show. Huh? Cool. Well, we're looking forward to your show.
Thanks.
We're here if you need any help. And we're here with Ross. And maybe you want
to
play another song?
Maybe.
You're going to play the blues now?
No. The blues, I do most of my blues stuff on an electric.
Okay.
It doesn't almost work out quite the right way. And all these strings are just really old.
Yeah, you don't want to.
So, I don't know. I'll do a bus song. Bus always gives me the blues. Being on the bus, I spend too much time on the bus. Although, I did that first song and I just moved, so I don't spend as much time on the bus anymore because I actually moved 7 minutes from work.
Okay.
So, not as much bus travel, but I don't know. The kind of things that happen on the bus, it's just... I was waiting to get off. My stop was two stops. So I went and sort of hung out by the door just so I was ready to leave as quickly as possible. There's a guy getting out the stop before me. The door's open, he looks at me, he's like, "Green eggs and ham, my name is Sam." And then jumps off the bus. What?
Only on public transit.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. But this is a little bus song.
Okay.
Headlights through the windshield. Wake and laureled feet. Outside of the town, best known for all its pilfered sleep. Variations improvised right there on the day. Kinda sorta stutter maybe, no, which is the way. Pulled a rung in a wrong typo with such precise elegance. Gracefully congregating recollection of remembrance. Dough eyed, rogue glazed and infused. Must find a way to extrapolate. Broken needle concentration, and we can't be late. No, all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, and you sway from side to side. both know all of the moves. One foot in front of the other, one back, one left, one right. Know all of the moves. One foot in front of the other, there ain't no roses. Hey, try to know all of the moves. One foot in front of the other, and you swing into the Ironwood Shuffle. Part of you are gonna find this side of lunchtime. Electric salsa slide, ballet of the aisle, and a Congo line. Toes are tapping and the heels are clapping to the pace of a central force. Incidental waltzing, just par for the course. Forfeitures dictate the flow, lead out the front progressively. Syncopated disembarkment gains notoriety. Trip in the morning, fantastic. As the moments they tick by, no who's, no what's, no when's, no how's, no attempt at even why. Hey! Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, and you sway from side to side. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, one back, one left, one right. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, there ain't no rose. Hey, try to hustle. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, and you swing into the Ironwood Shuffle. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, and you sway from side to side. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, one back, one left, one right. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, there ain't no roses. Hey, try to hustle. Know all of the moves, one foot in front of the other, and you swing into the Ironwood Shuffle. There we go.
Cool, man. Yeah, you should check out Ross when he plays. It's really cool. When is your next gig, actually?
Well, the next gig when it happens, but the next scheduled gig is going to be on Saturday.
Vancouver at the Gachet Gallery, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So let's announce some concerts and, I don't know, say some hi to people that are listening around that we know. Concerts. Thursday, there's the CD release party of Sex with Strangers.
Oh, we keep talking about this Thursday thing. I want to mention that there is one thing happening on Thursday.
It's okay, like
It's a karaoke night out at the Paddle Wheeler Pub out in New Westminster. It's also a fundraiser for the SPCA, so it's a really good cause. 6:30 to 11:30. It's the Paddle Wheeler Pub, 810 Quayside Drive, New Westminster.
Okay.
I think it's like $20, and you get like a burger, a drink, a full night of entertainment, well, a full night of karaoke, and then what's for a good cause? Save the animals.
Yeah, that's in New West. If you're around there, check it out on Thursday. And what else? On Friday, the Get Down is releasing their CD at the Railway. Yeah, we're going to listen to the Get Down now. They have a CD called Live Off the Floor. So check it out at the Railway on Friday. It's going to be really cool with our friends there, Mark Farabee, who also does a show here with Jason Paulette. They do a show called Friday Sunrise. Okay, let's see what else is happening. The last ever show of Dirty and the Derelicts is also happening on Friday at the Funky Winker Beans. It's going to be playing with Motorama and the East Bumps and Vancouver Killing Spree. So it's going to be like a rock show, like kind of heavy. Like,
yeah. Tie your shoes up tight.
Yeah.
Well, just take them off and throw them.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. All the punk rockers are going to be there. So that's on Friday at the Funky Winker Beans. And at the railway on Friday, there is the Get Down. So I'm going to try to make it to both. I'll be like bar hopping. It's not far. Yeah. Why not? It's like four blocks each.
That's the one thing I noticed when I was saying on the way down here. It's like, I live so close to all this stuff now. I used to live in Richmond. I can only really do one thing a night. Go and then be home before the buses stopped. But now I went to Main Street. In one night, I was at the Main on Main. I went downtown to see one of my buddies. Went to back to Commercial Drive. And then I was home by like one in the morning. It was great.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Clean up all the different shows. It's fantastic.
Yes. So that's what's happening these 2 days. And then Saturday, there's the Vancouver nights. Mm-hmm. And there's also something happening at the rickshaw on Saturday. But I'm not quite sure what. So we'll check it out.
Then every Thursday, there's always stuff happening on Thursday, but every Thursday at Trees on Granville Street downtown, we do live music. I'm actually the sound guy, so it's always a good show.
Oh, yeah? You're doing that with your mm-hmm. peoples?
Yeah.
So the Trees?
Ryan Fletcher is the host. I'm the sound guy on Thursdays, and then John does it also on Fridays. So Thursday and Friday, downtown, Trees on Granville. There's always live music. Three great acts every night, or Thursday and Friday, so six a week. I don't quite know how John does that. Books six people every single week, but he does.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of talent here. I mm-hmm. think on the 22nd, the Aching Heart Foundation is playing there with J.P. Mortimer and another band.
Nice.
Yeah. And also on Friday at the Biltmore Cabaret, Fences is playing with Jody Glenham. Yeah. Jody is a really cool girl from Vancouver. Singer-songwriter also, and this guy Fences is from Seattle, I believe. But yeah, really cool. It's his CD is produced by Sarah Quinn from Tegan and Sarah.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of
that'll be good.
Yeah, kind of poppish, but you know, really cool.
How about Friday, April the 29th at the Rowing Club, my good friend Jody Deutsch is playing.
Who?
Jody Deutsch.
Okay. Yeah, I know Jody.
I think it's the 29th, but yeah, look her up one way or the other.
Cool.
It's good times.
Okay, so, yeah, what else? Starfucker is coming also at the Biltmore Cabaret with We Need Surgery. They're going to be opening. So let's play some The New Get Down. Then let's play some We Need Surgery. And then we'll have Ross playing another song, and then Marley Damon is calling in, and then we'll start putting female singers so we can warm up for the new show, eh? What Pink sounds like. Quickly update on the games. If you're a football fan, halftime, Barcelona's winning 1-0 to Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine, and Manchester United is also winning 1-0 to Chelsea, if you care. This is 101.9 FM, and this is the new city of the Get Down.
Let's mistake. Is it still time to cut the line? Or will I pay for my mistake?
Thank you.
for Life is the largest cancer fundraising event in Canada. It is a non-competitive event where family, friends, businesses, and communities come together to celebrate cancer survivors, remember loved ones lost, and fight back against the disease. Gather your friends and family and join the Canadian Cancer Society in this inspiring community event as we fight back against cancer. Visit relaybc.ca to register your team today. The relay takes place June 19th at the Richmond Olympic Oval. A personal fight against cancer takes courage. A community's fight takes commitment. Be there.
So that's We Need Surgery there, the morning after show with the song Cocoon. Pretty cool guys, hey, We Need Surgery. They play a lot, so they're really hardworking guys. You should check them out. And The Get Down also having the release party on Friday at the Railway. We listened to Fisherman Clown. We didn't have time to play all that we wanted to play, and we're waiting for Marley Damon to give us a call, so I don't know. In the meantime, maybe you can play a song, no? Russ, what do you think?
I'd love to.
What are we going to listen to now?
It's a little softer song for a friend of mine who's no longer with us.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Maybe we have the interview there. Yes, CITR?
Hi, is this Oswaldo?
Yeah, hi, Marley. We're on the air right now.
Okay.
Actually. So we have Marley Damon. She's just released a CD called Heart to Sky. And you're on tour right now, no?
I am on tour. I've been on tour for about 6 days now.
Six days?
A few more shows coming up.
Okay. And whereabouts have you played already?
Well, we've played in Courtney and Cumberland on Vancouver Island and Victoria and Duncan. And Main Island in Salt Spring as well. And right now we're on the ferry on our way to play a show in Roberts Creek.
Roberts Creek?
Yes.
Where's that?
It's on the Sunshine Coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Marley's from... Where you live in South Spring Island, no?
Yes, I've been living on Salt Spring Island.
Okay. And when are you coming to Vancouver?
We're playing in Vancouver on Wednesday, and that's April 13th at Café du Soleil.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
tomorrow, check out Marley Damon. She's going to be playing at Café du Soleil. Oh, that's in my neighborhood, actually.
Yeah.
So I'll drop by, yeah, for sure.
And the show is going to be a little bit more than just me. I'm playing with a band, and we're performing a musical fairy tale. So it's like music with theater.
Oh, really?
It's a pretty neat show. I'm really excited about it.
What's the name of the fairy tale that you're going to be...
The fairy tale is called The Haunting of Heartwood Grove.
Oh, so yeah. It's kind of like a ghost story then?
Not so much. It's about a little girl that goes into the forest and meets different characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And who's going to be playing in the band?
Well, there's going to be Jesse Tom, he's playing drums and vocals, and then my friend Zoe Gigano is playing bass and singing as well, and we've got some looping pedal action and some glockenspiel and piano and guitar, and then another friend of mine will be singing.
Okay.
So four-part harmony sometimes.
Cool. So are you doing that all during the tour, or just for Vancouver audiences?
We're doing it on the whole tour.
Cool.
Yeah, all the shows.
So you're touring with the whole band?
Yeah.
Cool. And where else are you going after Vancouver?
Vancouver is actually our last show.
Okay.
This tour, yeah.
So it's a mini West Coast tour, eh? Through the islands and stuff. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the city is really cool. You should check it out. Where can people buy it or look for it or listen to it?
So far, people can get it online. They can either order it from CD Baby or they can download it from iTunes, or they can download it directly from me at Bandcamp if they just... Google Marley Damon Bandcamp, they'll find my site, and they can download either one track or three tracks or all the tracks or whatever they want.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they can get the real CDs from me in person at Metro in Vancouver.
Okay, maybe tomorrow, because the CD is really, really nice, really beautiful package, and has the lyrics and everything, so it's better to have the CD, no?
Yeah.
I think so. Which song should we play from it?
Maybe Supernova.
Supernova?
Yeah.
Okay, Supernova. We're going to play Marley, and then we're going to play your song, Russ. Okay?
Okay.
And then I guess that's it. Then we'll take it to Ashley, what Pink sounds like. You should contact Ashley, Marley. She's going to be playing an old female show. It's a new show here on CITR.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay. Well,
just to let you know, I'm also playing with a singer from Vancouver named Flora Ware tomorrow at the Cafe de Soleil, and she's really great. She's a jazz sort of pop singer.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, good luck with your tour.
Okay. And, thanks a lot, Oswaldo, yeah, for having me.
No problem. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Ciao. Okay. So that was Marley Damon. So a lot of interviews today, eh? We have Hatch from Sex with Strangers. They have their release party on Thursday. We have Adam from Jets Overhead from Victoria. What else we have? Well, Mark Collos from The Get Down, but we didn't get to interview him. But they're having their release on Friday. Now Marley Damon. She's playing tomorrow. So let's listen to her song, and then listen to Russ. And then we'll be right back here on the Morning After show.
Sky, sweetest and up, they, sweetest and up, they, yeah.
So that's Marley Damon. Pretty cool, eh? So, yeah, let's say quickly our hellos. Ross, do you have any shout-outs to do?
All the guys at work who are listening, hopefully. I think Ev said she might listen. I wonder if Mel's listening.
Well, hello, also,
all my friends.
Hi to everybody. Also, to Maruš, this is listening in Zagreb.
Ah, excellent.
In Hungary.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, we're world famous now.
Yeah, after a long time.
Isn't it like the middle of the night there, too?
It's like 9 o'clock, I think. 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Also, Amanda Lees has a birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
so happy
Amanda.
Happy birthday to her. Arlene also listens in Vernon, BC. She's listening also. And also, if you miss the show, you can always podcast it, www.citr.ca. Also want to say hi to the peeps in bandmusic.ca and all the rest that are listening there in the show. So we have a new show coming up, What Pink Sounds Like, but you're going to play a song, no? Before that.
Try and squeeze one in there. So yeah, there's a little song for a friend of mine who's no longer with us.
Thank you. So that was Ross Fairbairn. This was a Morning After show. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks, Ross, for coming. Podcast the show, www.citr. Don't miss the new show coming up, What Pink Sounds Like. And I'll see you next week.
A lot of hardcore stuff.